Good morning, good morning.
Oh, was that the slowest week of your life, waiting for ECQ to finally count all those preferences?
Well, it did take a while, and I did spend the 3 days of the allocation of preferences actually at the returning office, watching every vote be allocated with some scrutineers. So
right. Well,
we were watching and counting.
You need to try and find out why they use the count of Sesame Street. One vote for Natale. It takes too long.
Hey, now I read somewhere or someone told me that 50% of people who voted in council, exhausted after first preference, just voted one.
A lot of people did vote just one.
Yeah.
And then there were lots of people who voted 1-2, and then the percentage who voted all the way through to 6. And it was the allocation of those preferences, you know, because if you vote 2 and then your second person gets exhausted, then you go through to your third vote. Yeah. And so sometimes one person's vote is physically touched and counted up to 5 or 6 times, which is why it takes so long, because that is put in a bundle, physically counted by a human, put back into a bundle, recounted, cross-checked at the end to make sure no votes are lost. It's a really, really exhaustive process.
That was me. I did all six, Rosanna. That was me annoying you doing those counts. That was me.
Well, it wasn't annoying. That's democracy, but yeah, it did add to the time, that's for sure.
Hey, so first things first, I've seen the photos. People can follow you on Facebook, and I think people are going to really appreciate, Rosanna, that you are active on social media. Your Facebook page is called Mayor Rosanna Natale. People could go on, and you've already put up photos of your first week in office. Now, the big chat over the weekend and this morning has been about the Halls Creek development for Stockland. Stockland put up a video about it saying we're ready to go, and people were like, hang on, I thought that council didn't want that. Council was saying we want to do Beerwa East. It's not really up to council, is it?
No, that's right. And the official line is that we're not aware of any development application for urban development on land at Halls Creek. Stockland refers to it as Aura South. We call it Halls Creek. It's a potential future growth area. So it is listed as that under the SEQ regional plan. And recent updates, you know, continue to sort of not allow that development application to go ahead. But under the Commonwealth, so that is the federal government Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act. They've made an application for a controlled action under that, and council doesn't get to decide on that at all.
But you are saying, but they're not even talking to us at all about a development there. So you, there's a long way to go.
Yeah, council doesn't support the development of Halls Creek for urban purposes. So that is our official line, and we have got a long way to go, and we need to stand to that. You know, that's what I got elected for, to represent what the people want and what we as a council want and have said. That's what I've got to stand up for, and that's what we have to try and make sure that our message is clear. But ultimately, that is the federal government that is going to decide on that environmental processes.
All right. Okay. Thanks for that.
Okay. Yeah. So it goes all the way to the feds.
Yeah, there you go. I thought it was only state. Me go. Great.
Right.
Okay. So interesting times ahead for you.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, that is the role, right? It's not all easy, and it's not all going to be, you know, what we can be in our control. But that advocacy and that standing up and saying, hang on a minute.
This isn't what the
listen
people
to want.
Us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, and can I have a tip voucher?
Can you have a tip voucher? Well, the budget process is going to be the first thing that we do after all of our induction. And the budget will come down in June. And there are a lot of people looking for how we can ease cost of living. I talked about curbside pickup, tip vouchers, all of that. So I can't make any promises. Just say that it is all on the table.
While you're there, Rosanna, the lid on my recycling bin's broken. Can I just send you an email about that one?
Yes, and I'll develop a customer reference, my CRM. I'll get that happening for you to get a new lid, Mark, if happens.
She's good. She's good.
She's good. She knows what she's doing.
Rosanna, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations once again. There's always going to be a big fight in front of you, but I'm sure you're up to the task. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Rosanna Natoli on Facebook. That's where you'll find me. And, of course, at council and everywhere. I look forward to seeing everyone, saying hello and listening to everyone as well. So thanks, guys.